Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are interrogating a unique movie tonight. Now, if you are on our YouTube channel, you know the movie we're talking about, and you may be a little bit confused. And if you're on our podcast, this is all going to make sense really soon. There is a big movie in the theaters right now that is basically selling out just about everywhere, and I'm just kind of going, So I decided to look up the original. Now, if you have guessed that we are talking about Wuthering Heights, you would be correct. Now, what do I mean when I'm talking about the original? This is an Emily Bronte novel that has been a classic for generations. And the original Wuthering Heights movie came out in 1939. And you're probably thinking, what? You're going to be talking about a movie from nearly 100 years ago? Yes, I am. And yeah, 1939, that would be 87 years ago. I'm going the wrong direction with my math on that one. Brain fart. But I managed to find not only the poster for the original Wuthering Heights movie, but the trailer as well. So I invite you to come along on this adventure because it's not going to be what you might anticipate. So definitely want to check this out with me, and let's check out the trailer before we get too deep into this. Right here, even in the trailer, it's called The Greatest Love Story of Our Time. Now, you may notice that the trailer is in black and white. Well, that is because the movie was in black and white. This was the time when doing movies in color was very expensive, like The Wizard of Oz and stories such as that. But this one is entirely in black and white.
Catherine, but I don't know why you're acting so.
Because you love her.
Oh, Heathcliff, you must not do this villainous thing. She hasn't harmed you.
You have.
Then punish me.
I'm going to. When I take her in my arms, when I kiss her, when I promise her life and happiness.
Oh, Heathcliff, if there's anything human left in you, don't do this. Oh, Heathcliff, why won't you let me come near you? I'm not black and horrible as they all think. I'm full of pain. I can make you happy. Let me try. You won't regret it. I'll be your slave. I can bring life back to you, new and fresh.
All you have to do is to shoot.
They'll thank me for it. The whole world will say I did right in ridding it of a rotten gypsy beggar.
Yes, they'll say that. Shoot and you'll be master here again. The whole county will resound with your courage, Hindley. Go on, shoot your puling chicken of a man with not enough blood in your veins to keep your hands steady.
And that, my dears, is the trailer for the original Wuthering Heights movie. Like I said, it is black and white. This was when stories told so much with the hand movements, with the script. I mean, you didn't have a lot of the stuff that you have today. You didn't have the graphics, and you didn't have anything to enhance the story except the story itself. You had to have the acting, which for Laurence Olivier and Merle Oberon, that really crossed the boundary in a way that this movie actually reminded me a lot of Dirty Dancing, because like Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey, Patrick Swayze was not a fan of hers at all during the filming. And that was kind of the same thing between Laurence Olivier and Merle Oberon, but you would never know it on screen, just like you'd never know it with the Dirty Dancing as well. And it's just the whole forbidden love and desire. And here you have a young man who was basically bought or just traded for by the parents of the young lady in the movie. And they grow up together, they fall in love, but she has a chance to go and be a fine lady, a lady of stature in the community, have money. And she chooses money over love, but how does that end for her? You know me, no spoilers ever, believe it or not, that was not a spoiler. And it was just, it's a lot of just very intense emotions and intense everything that's going on. And the whole thing is being told as a story, because in a horrible blizzard in the middle of the night, they hear a voice calling, and this story is being told as the person goes out and looks for the person who is calling them. And I won't divulge that because that would be a spoiler. I won't do that to you. But I am going to cheat a little bit. It's not a spoiler, but I am going to cheat and fill you in on the part that's in the opening credits, and it's the text on the screen. It says, "On the barren Yorkshire moors in England, 100 years ago, stood a house as bleak and desolate as the wastes around it. Only a stranger lost in a storm would have dared to knock at the door of Wuthering Heights." So what does that conjure in your brain? What happens with this love story? Is it a happy ending? Is it a heartbreak? Who does he choose ultimately? Who does she choose ultimately? And where does that leave them? If you have read the book, you know the story. You know how it ends. You know what happens. But if you have not read the book, or even if you have, this one is worth checking out. I found this one on Amazon Prime, and it just really surprised me. I actually had never seen this. I haven't read the book since middle school years ago. But this one just really surprised me in amazing ways. Now, mind you, some of the decisions and some of the circumstances that you see are morally questionable, but not, they don't cross a line. They don't go too far. This was prior to MPAA ratings. This would probably be a PG movie if it was rated today. There, like I said, there was really nothing overly inappropriate or anything, even language-wise, was really toned down compared to like what you would see now. And it's a beautiful love story. So you may be wondering if I'm, okay, is there guilty or innocent? This is going to surprise a few of you. Even with the tone of the movie, I am going with an innocent rating on this one, just because this is just such a timeless story. And it's told so beautifully. And it will both, I mean, warm your heart, and it will shatter at the same time. And you're just going to have to experience it for yourself to find out why. But score-wise, you're probably wondering where I came in on the score on this one. I was honestly coming into this expecting like, a love story. Just because I vaguely remember the book on that. And so I was expecting it to kind of be a chick flick on that. And I was pleasantly surprised that this was not necessarily the traditional type of chick flick that you might imagine. Now, some of the stuff in the story is controversial, but that's why I said I would put a PG on that. But all in all, I really can't fault this for a whole lot. There were just some simple little things in the story that, I mean, honestly, considering how well this was made, I was surprised I didn't find more like of the oopsies. But score-wise, you're probably wondering where I'm going to come in on this one. And I'm going to surprise you more than a little bit on this. I'm coming in on the original 1939 Wuthering Heights with a 7.75 out of 10. I was really debating in the 8s. I really was. Because there are so many amazing parts of this movie and so many things that you're going to take away from this story with you. So if you are planning on seeing the new one, or if you have seen the new one, I invite you to go back and check out the original. I always promise you an adventure here on Movie Deputy Reviews, and I hope that this has been one for you, and I hope I have created enough interest that you might want to go check this out. And don't worry, I didn't forget, I'm going to show you the podcast image. There, I just kind of shrunk it down a little bit and just made a few changes, but back to the regular poster. But as always, I have a lot of fun with this. I hope you do too. Please go check this out. Like I said, if you have any interest at all in the new one, or if you've ever read this, please don't let this one pass you by. But I will be back tomorrow, actually, with the new one for you. So if you are wanting to hear my review on the 2026 Wuthering Heights, that will be tomorrow's episode. So Till then, bye-bye.